אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, אוסטרליה. 25,000 candles were lit on Thursday in Tel Aviv's Rabin Square to mark the 25th anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was shot dead by a Jewish extremist as he pursued peace with the Palestinians. The event was instead of the mass rally cancelled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The event, usually held at Har Herzl, was also cancelled. Instead, a moving ceremony was televised to the nation. The session in honor of Rabin at the Knesset was highly politicized, with Prime Minister Netanyahu using the occasion to ask why there's not more attention paid to threats he and his family have received, and the leader of the opposition, Yair Lapid, accusing Netanyahu of complicity in the assassination through incitement against Rabin. Several hundred people marched through the streets of Tel Aviv on Thursday after the candle lighting ceremony as part of the weekly demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calling on him to resign due to his corruption trial and his handling of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Last night, thousands protested outside the Prime Minister's Jerusalem residence. Due to the numbers, it was impossible to keep social distancing. In Tel Aviv, several hundred gathered, spreading through many streets as they attempted to keep a safe distance between demonstrators. Also on Thursday, hundreds of Arab Israelis gathered in the central Arab city of Kfar Qasim to commemorate a 1956 massacre in which border police officers shot and killed dozens of residents. Participants marched through the town to lay wreaths on the tombs of those killed, as well as on a monument to their memory in the center of the city. Talks between Israel and Lebanon over disputed maritime borders continued this week after their launch earlier this month. The UN announced that the US mediated indirect talks, hosted in a tent on a base of the UN peacekeeping force UNIFIL in the Lebanese border town of Nakura, have been productive and are expected to resume next month. The IDF conducted its premier exercise of the year, a large-scale simulation of war in the north against Hezbollah and other Iranian proxies, and of a smaller conflict in the Gaza Strip from Sunday to Thursday last week. Operation Lethal Arrow was a drill to improve the military's offensive capability, specifically the number of targets it's able to strike each day. Both regular conscripted units and reservists took part, although the exercise was scaled back significantly due to the coronavirus pandemic. Around 100 Druze broke into Sfat's Ziv Medical Center on Friday evening and snatched the body of Sheikh Abul Zain al-Din Hassan Halabi, who had died of COVID-19 a few hours earlier. The rioters from Majd al-Shams, near the Syrian border, were defying regulations forbidding a mass funeral due to the already high morbidity rate in Majd al-Shams, which is designated as a red zone by the health ministry and is currently under a local lockdown. Thousands of people took part in the funeral yesterday. In addition to the ceremony, which took place in a large field, a funeral procession was held. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein condemned the breach of regulations and urged everyone who was at the funeral to be tested for COVID-19 in 10 days. The lockdown on Majd al-Shams has been extended for at least another week, and police are investigating the incident at the hospital. Government ministers decided early on Friday on the next phase of easing of coronavirus lockdown restrictions. The coronavirus cabinet also shortened the health ministry's 9-stage lockdown exit plan to 6 stages. Starting today, Israelis are allowed to pray in groups of 10 indoors and 20 outdoors. Violating the prayer rules will result in a 500 shekel fine for each person involved. Other events, including weddings and parties, are also limited to 10 indoors or 20 outdoors, with the total number of attendees capped at 20. Sports for competitive athletes, children and youth will be allowed. Driving lessons are allowed, as long as they comply with rules that limit private vehicle capacity to 3 people. Open-air heritage sites, historical sites, national parks and nature preserves can open. Vacation rental homes, hairdressers, beauty salons can resume business with some restrictions. The new rules will be in effect until November 14th. Controversially, street stalls will remain closed. The shops can reopen on November 15th if infection rates drop slightly and remain low, and perhaps on November 8th if fewer than 500 new cases are identified daily this week. Finance Minister Israel Katz and Health Minister Yuli Edelstein voted against the decisions for opposite reasons. Katz demanded stores reopen today, while Edelstein said the government should agree on lockdown decisions unanimously and stick to the reopening plan that called for easing measures every 2 weeks. Last Sunday, Education Minister Yoav Gallant announced that grades 1 to 4 would return to school today. The conditions under which they will return changed several times throughout the week. The final compromise between the local authorities responsible for the schools, the teachers' union and the Corona Cabinet is that classes must not exceed 20 and that masks must be worn at all times indoors. The minimum number of days will be 4 days per week, but if local authorities can finance it, they may operate for 5 days. There is no resolution on how school buses can operate, with some parents advised just 12 hours before that their bus services will not be operating. There's also no certainty about after-school care, which is integral to allowing parents to return to work. On Friday, 674 people were diagnosed with the coronavirus. There are currently 10,684 active COVID-19 cases, 419 patients in serious condition, 182 of whom are on ventilators. 4 people died of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the toll since the start of the pandemic to 2,523. While senior Palestinian Authority official Hussein al-Sheikh condemned the recent attacks in France in the name of Islam, saying that the murder of innocents is forbidden from the perspective of religion, morality and humanity, hundreds of people protested at Jerusalem's Temple Mount on Friday against French President Emmanuel Macron's vow to protect the right to caricature the Prophet Muhammad. 3 people were arrested after scuffles with police. The protesters chanted, "With our souls and with our blood, we sacrifice for our Prophet Muhammad." Protesters also called Macron the enemy of God. Thousands of people, including the scouts and representatives of foreign embassies and environmental groups, equipped with garbage bags and disposable gloves, joined an effort on Friday described as Israel's biggest beach cleanup, hoping not only to clear the shores, but also draw policymakers' attention to the need to better protect marine life. Organisers estimated that between 3 and 5 tons of garbage was collected on Israel's Mediterranean coast and the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, throughout the day. Volunteers were not only on the beach, some were on boats, and diving teams also participated in the effort. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.